And now this is a dictation for Linda. Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, March 28, 70. Addresses a letter to Mary Stanner, S-T-U-N-E-R. Dear Mary, follow up for Linda. Electrolyte abnormalities, last visit. Back in November last year. She described gross hematuria, stable abdominal pain, no reported fever, no back discomfort, chronic nausea, no vomiting, chronic changes of constipation requiring aggressive treatment with relatively loose stools during daytime, one or two, no active bleeding, and no bowel movements at night. No prior history of kidney stones. Appetite remains poor. Chronic acrocyanosis, hand and feet, but no ulcers. Denies bleeding nose or gums, although some bleeding in the skin, bruises. Prior cystoscopy, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, was 2018, apparently negative at that time. Next paragraph. Medication list review. Potassium magnesium replacement, Midodrine for low blood pressure. On treatment for osteoporosis with Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A. A number of medications for the purpose of management of severe constipation. She takes bicarbonate intermittently. Sometimes aggravated her bowel symptoms. Next paragraph, the recent kidney ultrasound, right-sided 10 centimeters, left 9.6. The right-sided generous side for the draining system, but no true obstruction. No stone or masses, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, chemistry is anemia 12.9, low normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, low lymphocytes. Chronically low sodium, upper normal potassium, metabolic acidosis with relatively upper normal chloride. Normal calcium, normal albumin, liver function test, a minor increase of AST, otherwise normal, present GFR better than 60, normal phosphorus, and well-controlled magnesium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A number of electrolyte abnormalities and metabolic acidosis, all of that probably related to diarrhea, which is the side effects of medications for her severe constipation. Presently, potassium, magnesium well replaced, persistent metabolic acidosis, and asking her to play with the bicarbonate. When she's having terrible bowel symptoms, do not take it. Otherwise, try to do one or two a day if possible. The low sodium concentration is multifactorial, maybe a component of hypovolemia or free water abnormalities. She has preserved kidney function, poor nutrition. She has history of lupus with leukopenia, lymphopenia. She's off the Imuran. She has acrocyanosis. More than Raynaud, low blood pressure on Midodrine, previously echo with low ejection fraction, previous CT scan showing emphysema without pulmonary emboli, She has abnormal urine sample, including blood protein in the urine, but kidney function is normal. The urine sample needs to be repeated. I'm not sure if she's seeing rheumatology. She used to see before. They need to get involved. If persistent urinary abnormalities, we will update serology for lupus. At this moment, no immediate biopsy. Continue to follow enteric dictation.